guys, welcome to the Build Guild podcast. We are a podcast for makers of the things and doers of the other things. We really don't know what we're doing.
We have no clue.
We don't know.
No. But we're just a group of people, like-minded people, say, mm-hmm. that like to make stuff and want to talk about it.
Yep. And talk about the stuff we make.
Yeah.
And sit in creaky chairs.
And maybe not even stuff we make, just nerdy things, tech
Possibly.
Things.
That's fine
with
me.
Whatever is going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm Ben from Myers Woodshop.
I'm Cody from Organic Woodwork.
He doesn't know where he's from.
Not only do I not know anything
about
this.
He's the full-timer, too.
I don't even know what I do.
I'm Brian, Fiery Squirrel Art.
So we're just thinking, I'm thinking, this first episode just being intros.
Okay.
What, All right. you know, people log in to listen. Do you log in to listen? Subscribe
I have no
to
idea.
Listen? I don't know.
I live in a cave.
But they come in to listen, they don't know who we are, or they know one of us, so
talk And about probably it. You, because you have like 20,000 followers.
I was going to say, there are a few people who probably know who you are.
It doesn't matter. They're going to know you real soon.
Yeah.
Because you're a TV star. Yeah. But we'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't talk about it all day, but now, yeah. talk about it.
Now you can talk about
you
it.
You can finally share what was the secret all day.
Okay.
So I am from Pennsylvania and
Yankee.
Came down to
Sorry.
the Yankee. Yeah. Came down to Arkansas. By the way, we're all in Arkansas.
Yeah, we're in Arkansas.
And came down for college and then stayed. And here I still am. You're from Arkansas, Brian.
Yeah, I grew up in Fayetteville and transferred here to a little college and threw down some roots. And here I am.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. Cody?
I am from this area, not this exact town, but then after high school, I joined the Army, was there for 10 years, traveled all over, was living in Hawaii, and was like, you know what, when I got out, I'm going to go right back to Arkansas, because I love this state, so.
Oh.
Hawaii to Arkansas.
Hawaii. What's that like?
Well, yeah. One season. And that's why I like Arkansas. You get all four in a day.
Okay.
Well, that's why that's why I missed it.
And the only good ones are about
no
2 weeks long.
Yeah.
Spring and summer, or spring and fall, you get that for about 2 weeks.
Mm. Yep. Yep.
But,
and then
so,
you get cold and hot as balls.
Mm.
So we all make stuff. So I am not professional.
Neither am I.
You're
Well, you're closer than the
closer
other.
Closer than
Ish.
All of us.
Yeah.
I don't make a living on this. You make a living on
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian makes...
I'm side hustling.
Side hustling.
When I feel like
the
it.
Side hustling.
Yeah.
So, I thought it was good because we're all in a little bit of different stages.
Yeah.
So, Brian is... Your summer plans.
Yeah. So, I'm an art teacher. And...
What grade?
I am 5th and 6th grade art. And it is an adventure every day. And, but that affords me some time in the summer to have a, you know, put my focus... On the artwork and the sculpting and the woodworking, although I look at all of it as artwork. So that's my plan for the summer. I'm going to try to do several things. I have a short list that I want to check some things off. So
you want to really go full time at this summer?
Yeah, yeah. I want to go at it hammer and tongs.
Yep.
As they say in Great Britain, I think. I don't know. I've never been to Great Britain.
Okay, let's just talk about money. Are you making enough money to cover your expenses?
I am doing good to break even with the amount of money I put back into the woodworking tools and the art supplies. I'm doing good to break even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're working hard for nothing.
No, I'm working hard for all the tools that I need.
All the tools.
And
you're paying for the tools.
Yes. Yes, I am.
What are you talking about? He's breaking even.
I'm breaking even.
That's how you get rich.
I'm not digging myself into a hole.
That's how you get there.
I mean, I just bought a bandsaw on 4,000 clamps, and that was not, you know, going down. That was breaking even. So.
That was an amazing deal.
It was. Thank you for that, again,
that
by the way.
That was somebody I knew.
Right.
Hook
okay.
us up.
Well,
so.
You know everyone, so.
Yeah.
I'm negative.
You're
and I haven't even bought any new tools, so
and
I don't
you
even know
the,
what's going on.
You are the full-timer.
And I'm the
full-timer.
Apparently, I'm not good at this.
You're not good at this. So let's
so,
just...
So, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I just
please.
Won a contest for not being good at this.
You won a contest. So, if you don't know...
It's the beard.
If you don't follow... We're all in the same city, and there's a show on Hulu,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you know more about the show. I haven't watched it. So tell us your situation.
All right, so the show is called Small Business Revolution. It's hosted by Amanda Brinkman and Ty Pennington.
And Ty Pennington is the one I know from TLC.
Yeah, right. Trading Spaces.
And Extreme Home Makeover.
That was huge
back in the day.
Yeah.
So,
move and, the bus.
Move that bus.
And super cool dude, by the way. Super cool. We hung out in the garage. Which
surreal.
It was
nice.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. A lot of wood jokes. I mean, but they're there.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It's an easy target, whether you want it there or not.
Yeah.
Let's keep it clean for the podcast.
Though. All right.
Still funny.
Yeah. Oh,
so, anyways, it's like a fart. It's always funny. Unless it's you, and it gets carried away.
Yeah.
And it sneaks up, and it's more than a fart. So, and then it's not funny. So, yeah, so the show is, they basically pick businesses in a town that is chosen. So, out of 12,000 towns that applied, Searcy won. So, Searcy, Arkansas is where we're at, by the way.
And we're a town of
12,000?
10?
Yeah, 12.
7,000 people? We're tiny.
We're close to 20.
And we're a college town, so
we're
college
we're close
kids
to
going,
20 with the college kids.
We're like 4,000.
Yeah.
We're small.
Yeah, so.
Small town America.
Small town.
So we like it.
And that's kind of what this small business revolution thing goes for. It goes for small town America. They pick businesses in the town that could really just use a revamp as far as like marketing or whatever else. Deluxe is the corporation that does this. Deluxe is a huge marketing just powerhouse, right? If you like, they're the people who did the printed checks and payroll, started doing payroll back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Deluxe checks.
Because it said that on the checks.
Yes.
Holy
smokes. That makes sense.
So, but they started doing payroll for businesses too. And so, this is like over 100 years ago, they started doing this. And they've been in business. And then they just kind of branched off.
Diversified.
Yeah. They just started doing marketing and websites. It was basically offering whatever the businesses needed at the time.
Wow.
Right. So, when businesses just needed payroll and checks, they did that. And then they, started needing marketing. And advertisement and websites and web design and all just a ton of other stuff. And so Deluxe teamed up with Amanda Brinkman and the show to highlight towns within a city that needed that stuff. And obviously I do because I'm in the negative. I'm not
right. So you're not even in a shop. You're working out of a garage.
Yeah, and I'm joking. So I'm working out of my garage. There's really no overhead working out of your garage.
No.
But you're still working out of your garage, and you're not really growing at that point.
Yeah.
So I was kind of in a area of stale for the fact that, obviously, I'm not going to be able to do any more than what my space can hold, really. And so I wasn't going to grow from that. Mm. But my desire was to grow. Eventually.
Yeah.
This kind of just was a huge kickstart in getting me into that next stage a lot sooner than I'd planned.
Yeah.
So.
And you're one of how many people applied?
Two out of our town, 200, over 230, I think it said, businesses applied.
230, they picked six. Yeah. So you're the sixth worst business in
I'm one of the top six worst businesses in Searcy, Arkansas.
So if you're listening to this podcast for any type of knowledge, this is what not
Don't
to
listen
do.
To me.
So, and Brian, you're out of your garage.
Yeah, I'm in the garage, sure am.
So explain to me what your workspace
It's a two-car garage. The minivan is in the way, but fortunately... Well, sort of. There's just we're a one car family, so the other half of the two car garage is the table saw, the receiving table, or whatever the heck it's called. What's it
outfeed?
Called? The outfeed. Thank you. That
project.
See, I'm an artist,
table?
Not a woodworker.
I don't know.
and then way back in the back, there's a little addition to the garage that the folks before us who owned the house built onto it. It's kind of cruddy, the roof leaks, so I got to be careful what I put back there. I should probably fix that. But by the way, I hate DIY. I hate it. I'm not a DIY person.
Yes.
Just FYI.
You're
FYI,
no
DIY.
DIYer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what was I saying? Oh, right, the garage. And so I've got all the saws. I mean, it's less than ideal in terms of efficiency because I got to pass the bumper on the minivan every time I want to go get something. But there's plenty of space in there for me to have miter station and the table saw.
I've been to it, and I think you have, like, take the car out.
Yeah.
I think you have a pretty decent size.
Well, no,
space.
Especially when I back it out. I got plenty of working room to tear
apart
pallets.
There's no ceiling in there.
And,
I mean, there's no wood, ceiling. So it kind of makes it feel a little bit bigger when the ceiling's
not
there.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
But I think you have a decent size space.
Yeah.
It's unorganized.
Yeah, I
crap.
Can't. Oh, of course it's organization.
True artist
what's
mind.
That?
No, no. It's just small space. Anytime, like, it just gets carried away just a little bit, and it is gone.
True. Yeah. I don't really know. I don't have that problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And that's why everything in here is, like, hanging on something. It's very
organized.
Yeah.
It has to be.
The walls are covered. The ceiling is covered.
Yeah.
So we are in my shop recording this podcast.
Myers Wood Shop.
So I am in a 16 by 20 now. It used to be half of that.
Ooh, moving up.
The left side is like a barn style, and then I added on to one of the walls. We busted it out, kind of put a lean-to on the one side. Last December. Mm. So I kind of doubled my shop space.
Yeah.
And I still don't have enough room. Not the room I want.
No.
Anyways. But I am fitting everything in, and everybody walks in, says, wow, you're organized.
Yeah.
That's just kind of...
I mean, you can reach anything in seconds.
And it's all on wheels.
And it's all movable.
Move.
Yeah. You can reconfigure.
But really every time
quick.
I get a new tool, it has to be reconfigured because there is no space to put a new tool. And I'm starting to have to put stuff on the floor, which I despise.
Mm. Oh, no.
My planer. And I'm getting old to where I can't lift it up. Mm. It sucks. And it makes workflow slow because if I have to pull something out, I probably will work around not having to get it out.
Okay. Mm.
Which may be organized, but that's probably laziness. I don't know.
Well, overall, you're doing much better because, like, I'm disorganized as like almost as I can possibly be. I mean, it's been much worse before. I
but
clean
you're
on occasion.
A lot more than I am.
A lot more what?
Stuff.
Oh, okay.
Content.
Yeah, I thought you meant money there for a minute. I was like, no, I'm not really.
Not
you do make
stuff.
Anymore. You make a lot of high value items and or, you know, then you've got some form of online passive generation.
There's something coming on. Yeah, so my
I'm usually hands-on and I have not set up any kind of dropship or passive anything yet, which that's one of the things I want to do this summer.
Yeah,
so.
It's huge.
Yeah.
That's where I am at right now with my monetization.
That's
I
good.
Guess.
Yeah.
So I'm making money, although I'm not quote unquote a business
in
the government's eyes.
No.
So hopefully they don't listen to this. Mm. But but I am positive with online content, which is weird because I never expected that to be actually able to make money.
Okay.
It's a weird behind the scenes thing. Just know that every link you're clicking on the internet is an affiliate link somehow,
right.
And somebody's making money off of that.
Right.
So
how do I get in on that?
Yeah. Please explain
episode.
The code.
I will explain it all.
That's
what
I'm talking about.
A while,
right now.
But
dang
I
it.
Will
yeah.
share what I'm doing at least.
Yes, please.
Know. It's not it's not a secret. It's I don't
is.
Think a lot of people share that stuff.
Right.
And I fell butt backwards into it. I didn't really.
And you've put a lot of time into it. I
it's
mean
a
it just
lot.
It takes time and it takes focus.
So you're
from
on
what
the
I've
computer
seen.
Like 90% of the time.
Yeah.
I make
right.
very little and I'm on electronics all the time. So you gotta be okay with that. Which I'm a tech nerd, so it's okay. But
yeah.
I will.
But of course, you know, if you're in a house with no Wi-Fi at all, that kind of
yeah.
presents an issue. There.
Brian has no Wi-Fi.
I don't have internet.
I don't know. You told me like I don't.
You didn't believe him, did you?
Well, no.
It's true.
He has no Wi-Fi on his phone. His
yeah.
phone has no data.
I just made the jump from a flip phone, what, a year and a half ago?
Yeah. I gave him a really
he
old
He gave
iPhone.
Me an iPhone 4 or something is what I still use.
For, and it has no data.
Basically for Instagram and phone calls, and that's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where do you go on your lunch
1994.
break?
1994. Oh, do we want to talk about that?
I don't know. Do you want to share it?
Okay.
Never mind.
No, I mean, let's talk about being intentional here.
That's true.
For a
okay.
minute.
This
I
is
mean,
really good, though.
This is the upside. So here's what I do. I don't have Wi-Fi at home. I don't, you know, I'm not going to bum internet off the school and be a terrible teacher and just check Facebook constantly when I'm supposed to be teaching class. So every day, nearly every day, I mean, it's one of the few constants that I've established. Like, I have a schedule. I don't have a schedule, but this is on my schedule.
Yeah.
I just walk next door on my lunch break to Walmart and I steal their Wi-Fi and I post something to Instagram. not Facebook. I do not native post much to Facebook at all because I don't have time. And that's part of what makes this work for me. I have a very narrow window every single day, and I have to know beforehand what content am I putting up, what am I going to say about it, how am I going to hashtag it,
you're deliberate. You have to be deliberate.
Yeah,
right?
I have to have it mapped out, and I have to fire it off quick. And if I want to interact with people, that's got to be done swiftly. Yes, it's got to be done swiftly.
Is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's crazy is what you're doing is actually something that they teach you to do as a business.
Right.
Yeah. And you take a day to either have your content,
okay,
a separate day to like plan out what you're going to do into that content, and then another day to schedule it all out and post it.
And this is what the specialist told you through this TV.
Yes, yes.
This is what
they did a seminar here at Harding. It was free. Business seminar. And they had that for that was like an hour long discussion of how to do social media. And what you're doing is what they tell you to do.
Okay.
Here's the irony of that. I have the most followers. I don't do that at all.
Yeah.
I wing everything on the spot. Some days, I try to plan the better stuff on the weekends because theoretically, the weekend is when
people are on there. Yeah, I think you're pacing. You've definitely got that down. You know when to do it.
I have access to it all.
Right.
There is not a moment in my life where I'm not internet plugged in.
Right.
Which is wonderful, and I mock you for it, Brian.
Yeah.
But it's terrible because if my phone lights up, I would look at it.
Okay.
And it is terrible. It's a sucker of time. It's a sucker of family.
Okay.
Sorry, Molly. She already knows. Sorry to everybody if that's a surprise.
Yeah.
It's a tough
thing. I
think
it's a surprise to anybody. Yeah. I mean, look at our society. We do it. We all do it.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm still I'm plugged into the internet somehow, through my phone.
Right.
But I'm constantly all day, I'm just, it's production all day. And so I forget to take my phone out to take pictures of stuff. Or, you know.
The people who have the most content.
And I don't ever,
don't do the media. I have very little content to shoot.
I'm very.
And so, it's all day.
Yeah. Well, the irony of that is crazy. It's a double-edged sword. So it's it's, calls are coming in. I'm trying to push stuff out to really just narrow down that cash flow window.
Right.
Of I'm wanting to get it out the door so I can get paid. That's the thing. So, but at the same time, you have to be able to stop, take pictures of this stuff in order to post it to market yourself.
Yeah. Right?
So it is a very double-edged sword.
So you're losing money not making something, but you're losing money not posting it because you're not getting potential customers.
Yes. And so that's something I really had to struggle with. And so now I have to, during my day, or at least during the process of the build. So how I do my day is I schedule it out the process of the build. Okay. So the process of the build is how I schedule out my day.
Right.
So in that process, in between, whatever it is, oil or sanding, I write in there in this little 30-minute window, above in a little star asterisk key, take photo dummy. That's what it says. It says take photo dummy. So
shoot a picture.
I get something done and I go to look to see what because all the builds are different and I'm trying to do multiple ones at a time.
Right.
So I have them all scheduled out and timed out, and I'll be oh, I need to take a picture because I'm an idiot and I forgot to take one.
Yeah.
So, but again, I don't always get it right, and sometimes I'm just rushed. And I don't or I did it in a time hack, and so it says take a picture dummy. Well, I'm already 30 minutes behind. No time to take a picture.
Yeah.
Although, but there is. It's just a simple picture.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I don't know the answer to this. There are many podcasts out there that delve into this. Yeah. Obviously, you can grow without the formula. It's just, I think it's random, but
yeah,
I think that the benefit of me being able to be on all the time is I can respond and have the engagement.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so I listened to one podcast. They were just at, what's the one we didn't go to?
WorkbenchCon.
Thank you. WorkbenchCon.
And it's your fault.
Yes, next year. It is my fault. Next year. We will all be there next year. Anyway, they were talking about, the four C's of, social media. I think specifically, but it can be applied to other things. And, one was consistency, which I have down. Man, I got that. I'm consistent. And then a couple other were community and, I can't.
I think we did that one pretty well.
Something like interaction. And that's what I don't have. Basically, I do not have time to do that. Like I said before, like I got to fire it off, and then I'm back in the classroom. Unless I specifically leave the house to go find internet and make a post to Instagram, which is stupid and annoying. I don't like doing that.
But where do you think your money would come in from? Like, if you posted on Instagram?
I don't know.
Or your customers. Do customers come from Instagram?
Yes.
They do?
Well, okay. For me, sometimes. For some of the guys I, you know, we follow and or listen to, yes, they get referrals from Instagram, some of them nearly exclusively. Not for me, yet. I mean, a lot of it's, for me, is word of mouth.
What do you think? Facebook. You're probably getting Facebook stuff now, locally, at least.
Yeah.
Right, Cody?
So Facebook was, like, the last thing I did.
I think that's pretty much how everybody is now, well, unless you're, like, a mom or dad, which we all are.
I'm a dad.
So. I'm a dad.
I don't know. I don't know where my mind is. We are all... So, by the way, we're all fathers.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
So
tapping the table. Again.
Yep.
So
quit hitting the table.
I don't. I keep tapping. The
making
table.
Your point. That's good. Good. You have conviction at least.
So, Facebook was the last thing I did. Facebook, it was just and still is. Like, I just don't know what I want it to look like.
Yeah.
Because it's a different medium, even though it's social media, right? Facebook seems just a lot more.
Unsocial, more businessy, in my opinion.
Exactly. The layout for the business pages on Facebook, completely different than that of Instagram.
Yeah.
And my Instagram for organic started off non-business.
Right. So did mine. Mine was not a business page.
So, yeah. And it was
posting
like,
random
mine's
pages.
Not. Still.
So at the beginning, like...
Well, not business, like a business profile, just...
No,
it was like, hey, I logged in and here's a picture of my kid and my username was Ben.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what he means.
Yeah.
Not a business profile. Yours, okay. Did you start it as Fire Squirrel Art?
Yeah.
See, you're the only one who has. You've been strictly business all the way.
Okay.
See, mine didn't start like that, but it's moved to that, and now it's like, well...
Was your username organic woodwork? That's AR.
No, I have my personal...
Oh, okay.
Cody.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, but I made organic separate from that. And then when I went to Facebook, it was different than that because Facebook, the layout for their business pages are different than the Instagram business pages. And, you know, like, it seems a lot more professional. Which I guess I'm not.
No, clearly.
Again. Top six. So clearly it, like, I was not, I just don't know what to do. And, well, which is another reason why I probably won't, because they're like, wow, this guy has two posts on his Facebook page.
No, it's, okay, well, can I talk about Facebook?
Fair
okay,
enough.
I don't know what to do with Facebook because it changes every time I go there, and because, I mean, I've got two pages on Facebook. One I've had just, that's mine.
Yeah.
Since, like, Facebook was only at colleges and universities. And the other one is the Fiery Squirrel page.
Facebook,
and
I can see having two. Instagram, most people, I feel like, start out with one and then realize, oh, I'm a business.
But anyway, Facebook is just, like, it used... I remember when Facebook was very clean, simple, and streamlined, like Instagram is now, okay? And now Facebook is a train wreck every time I try to get something done.
Because 90% of it is ads or memes.
That's what... Okay, so there's that. There's updates. There's stuff changes all the time, I swear. I get something figured out... I finally have it working in my favor, and what do? It just disappears, or the effect gets totally changed.
That's
and that's why people... Shut up. That's why some people have a love-hate relationship with that platform. I mean, on the one hand, we know it's got, like, marketing algorithms that you can find the most narrow niche down the block that you can possibly... I'm sorry. Now I'm too close to the microphone.
You're too close to the mic.
I'm on a soapbox, and I'm way too close.
Suck it.
The waveforms are...
Suck it, Mark Zuckerberg.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I threw off the waveform feng shui.
We're still learning.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Okay.
The hatred of Facebook.
Right, Facebook sucks. I mean, well, most of the time. It has its uses.
But you're getting...
Before Instagram, it did help me. I'm with Instagram more than Facebook nowadays.
Are you getting more business through Instagram or Facebook?
Instagram.
Instagram.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting more business... because I do a lot. I'm most well known for CNC stuff right now.
Right.
So I think right. I'm getting. I sell the digital files and stuff. I think I'm getting more business. Like I sell the digital files on Etsy. I think I'm getting more business and translates over from the Facebook and CNC Facebook groups.
Right.
I think the groups on there right. are like a hidden.
That's your strong suit. You found those groups. You found your market and the community for right. everything that you do. And also, it doesn't hurt to have like viral videos that hop on Facebook every now and then.
Yeah, your stuff's showing up through BuzzFeed and like,
upload one thing of turning a colored pencil wheel, the whole planet loses their minds.
Colored pencil bowl. Or a sign. Yeah, it's a bowl. Either way, but the planet loses their minds. Yeah. Okay, so there's 20 million views on one of the
20
shares.
20 million 100. Views on one
Not that
one
I'm bragging
video.
About that, but read the comments.
No, that's relevant.
They are horrible.
Yeah.
Dude,
5,000 comments and everyone hates my guts. One of those was, I hope, was anybody watching this and was hoping that he'd stick his hand into the bandsaw blade?
Well, that's
so
that's classy.
That's one I read. Wow. Excellent. Yes.
He's stealing colored pencils from kids.
Yeah, that's what it was. Like, this is not what you do with colored pencils. How could you? You have no soul.
Yeah. So,
apparently,
the
color.
I am getting business from those. It's not as an explosive. 20 million views. How many bowls do you think I've sold?
Not 20 million.
Two.
No. Three.
Whoa.
Wow.
One was to my grandmother.
Did you charge her double?
No. She got to. She got the family
This
discount.
Is business.
I wouldn't have taken
business.
Any money, but she...
This is business,
me.
Nana. She's I ain't in this for nothing.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it doesn't... Just because you're viral, people who log in for like 2 seconds want to see something cool or
right.
see you fail. It's
right.
one extreme or the other.
Yeah.
And then that's it. But then you have some people who want what you have.
Right.
And then...
That's why content creators will tell you, you know, you don't go chasing the viral video.
No.
That's not what you're looking for.
No.
Because even when it happens, you'd be surprised.
It's the viral video
yeah.
of X amount of million people seeing it, however,
right.
at this point.
But what's
I've
the actual conversion rate? It's
you
very
You want to find
low.
The niche.
Right.
Like, I'm in the CNC niche
exactly.
on the Facebook group, and I've sold the crap out of those files.
Yeah.
They're really helpful, and it saves you time, and
there
they're $1.99.
And it's time much
so
better
spent.
So it's
not, spent. Like, that huge profit at all.
Yeah.
But finding the niche. And then, okay, so for Cody, your niche... is I'm selling... What are you selling?
Like...
Brian sells... What do you sell, Brian?
You're selling... I sell some
art,
wood signs that I carve. I need to find
do.
My niche is my problem. I need to find my niche, my identity, my voice. But I do wood signs, I do art prints, and I do some paintings.
And I'm selling
art.
CNC files.
Right.
The occasional color pencil bowl and, digital content. I guess views.
Yeah.
And Cody, you're selling what to wear? It's not
any,
online.
Anything
you can't ship
that
a
pays.
Table.
Anything that pays. So
it's made of wood, I can sell
if
it.
If it's made of wood, and you want me to make it, I'm gonna make it.
Nice.
And make money from it.
And you don't turn anyone down.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Really?
So
yeah, I've been like, it's been crazy, but now it's like I gotta find that niche because it's like people are like, hey, can you make me a dresser? And it's like, well, I can, but if I have like things set up. And a commercial production of things to get done.
Yeah.
Right? To make money off of. And then I have to, like, you know, hit the brakes on everything just so I can make a dresser. It's
right.
like, well, is it worth it?
Right.
You know? So, as of right now, I've just kind of been a chameleon. Like, if you wanted something customly made from wood, I would make it. But now it's like, I'm going to have to start saying, like, well, here's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that I'm really good at.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is when you know you've made a business.
Yeah.
Because I have definitely been there. I'm turning down all kinds of stuff. One, I don't want to do it. It's not worth my time anymore. You can buy whatever. Hey, I got a picture sent to me about, which was cool. She's a wedding photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a custom box, like a little lidded box that had a USB stick in there that was wrapped in wood that had like all their digital... photos from their wedding and it was lasered with their names and their dates, which I could totally make. I have all those things, but the photographer was buying them for $50 on Etsy. I can't make that for $50 at one time.
Okay.
I could, but it would
you
not
could.
Be worth my time
no.
yeah. at all. I'd have maybe 2 to 3 hours worth invested in there. And that's not worth, if I break it down, it's not, and that's not including the wood material.
Right.
Yeah.
So I turned her down. And I think that's where you make I am telling Brian to turn stuff down.
Yeah, and he's been I'm starting to do it. Seriously.
And your prices have been way, way too low.
Yeah, that's a different conversation. Somebody wanted me to like build a frame, and this was a repeat customer. This woman bought a painting. Sorry, I'm hitting the table. Woman bought a painting and then came back a few months later and asked, can you make a frame for this? And I really thought about it and I thought to myself, that sounds terrible. I don't want to do that. If I say yes, I can probably do it and I'll hate every minute of it. So I said no.
Right. Yeah. So you either have the no price, the straight out no,
yeah.
or the
yeah.
no price, I don't want to do it.
Right.
I'm going to charge you
I just said no
10
on that
times
one.
The amount.
Yeah.
And hope you don't say yes, but if you say yes...
Well, it's not that you're charging 10 times and, you know, hoping they don't say yes. It's now you've priced it to where you made it worth your time.
Exactly.
Yeah, I
guess it, you know what I mean? It's not that you're pricing it so, like, they won't choose you. It's you're pricing it to make it worth your time.
Yeah.
That's a win
time,
for you.
Time is
way.
The biggest thing. For me, yeah, pricing is definitely... Since we're going to get on that subject anyways,
yeah.
let's just go there. Pricing for me is horrible. I had the... Willie Willette from Willie Willette Works in Minneapolis came. He was the expert.
The show flew him down.
Yeah, the show flew him down. He was like my expert liaison for what he does. He's been doing this for 23 years.
Whoa.
He basically looked at all of my stuff and like what I was pricing, and he told me all of this is way, way too low.
Huh.
And I was like, well, okay. You know, and so.
Like by how much?
Like a lot. Yeah, like at
of
least
percents.
Like double what I should have had, and then half of that onto it. So it's like,
wow,
that's really
this is really so low.
Rather significant.
Rather right. significant, and even the smaller things that I thought you know weren't that big a deal. He's like,
right.
no, that's still you're too low. Just pricing is it's just a beast in itself. Like it's just you got to price
yeah.
it to where it's worth your time.
Yeah.
And then you know you got to be able to just. Be okay with pricing it and then pricing yourself out of that job.
Yeah.
So, and then that's another thing. Like, you know, I have people who are like, hey, because everything I do so far has been just custom, right? There's no template to really
yeah.
work off of.
Which takes four times as long.
And just the planning and getting
right.
a quote takes an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Which is time that you're not
which
making
Which is
any
time
money.
That I'm not making any
yep.
money. And then if I give them a price, then they're like, oh, no, we don't want to do it. And it's like, I've already wasted an
right.
hour and a half to 2 hours. So what they were like, well, why don't you just ask them, like, well, how much are you willing to spend? That way you know if you don't want to do it.
Exactly.
So I did that recently. Somebody is like, hey, I want you to make this. I was like, okay, well, you know, what are you looking to spend? Because that helps me, one, it helps me know if I do make it, what materials to look for.
Right.
Like, you know, what am I
yeah.
going to make it out of?
So you basically just straight ask them what their budget was for
yeah,
this
basically.
Project. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and they were like, well, we just think it would be a good idea if you gave us a quote first. And it's like...
They're lowball shopping then.
Let me go crunch some
right?
numbers
that's what
for
I think.
3 hours.
That's what I think. Like, that's what I think. So what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to go out. Like, I just got market price on, like, the most expensive timber I could find.
Yep.
And, you know, because there's nothing, like, it's not going to be worth it to me. But I'm going to give them that price. That quote is coming, you know.
Yeah. You probably won't get that.
No. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. You beat out the people who aren't going
to
buy it.
Exactly. Like, because, again... It, you know, if you want cheap, go to Home Depot.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they have barn doors.
But it's DIY.
I was going to say what it was, but
it's
yeah.
It's DIY.
So anyone
DIY.
Can do it.
It's
so
DIY
it shouldn't be that
store.
Expensive. Anyone can
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself. Yeah.
Right. Well, let's stop there for all this right. first one.
Okay, we're done.
We wanted to be
good.
About,
we'll probably have to edit out that last part. I don't know if those people are going to
watch
it's possible they might watch it.
I don't know how to edit a podcast, by the way, so...
Oh, well, then crap.
Figure that out.
Well...
So this is the first...
Sorry, people.
This yeah. is the first episode.
First episode. Could be the
intros,
last.
Could be the last, sure. But we already know we're going to do a second one, because we're going to do it right after this one.
Oh, that's true.
And we're going to talk... We're going to try to delve more into... TV and you being on the TV show and where you started and where you're going.
Okay, makeup.
So, Cody's getting way too famous for us. So,
yeah,
anyways, you can find me. I am Myers Woodshop. You can find me on Instagram at Myers Woodshop, YouTube, all the places, Facebook, all Myers Woodshop. Where are y'all at?
I've got Instagram, Fiery Squirrel Art. I've got Facebook, Fiery Squirrel Art. I have like 5 YouTube videos also. Fiery Squirrel Art.
They're all really good. And
by the way, I'm not going to tell you how to spell Fiery Squirrel because it's on purpose. Yeah. Sometimes I can't even get it. Yeah. So if you find me, good for you. You
perfect
know English.
For wanting to make money online. I can't find him.
I'm even better than that. I'm at Organic.
Everyone's like, oh, Organic Woodworks.
Yeah, it's a made up name.
Yes.
It's Organic with an A.
It's not Organic. It's AR.
It's Organic, but with an A.
With an A. So AR, it's a play on AR, Arkansas, which is where we are.
Yeah. Because
who knows where people are listening. Yeah.
So really can't spell that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Organic Wood, but you're like, you have an underscore in something, don't you?
I don't know. That's
I think on Instagram you have like Organic underscore
Cody
Woodworks.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I probably do.
Right, you'll find us.
So I need to just change it to Organic.
Probably.
It's not like it's taken.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I mean, whatever the TV show tells you. Anyways, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next episode.
All right, bye guys.
Ciao.